This
for
is
a better life.
For a better life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, we send our peace and blessings upon all the prophets of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and especially the last of them, Muhammad al-Mustafa and his progeny, and those companions who followed their path. I'm your host, Sayyid Wahid Alawi, and welcome to another program of For a Better Life, here on IRIB English Radio. We were talking about psychological diseases and social issues, social problems that we might have in the society and within ourselves. And that many of us may turn to drugs, alcohol, workaholism, and other means, other isms that will take us away, make us avoid these difficulties. But in fact, what it does, it's an evil cycle where every one of us will be deprived. Number one, we will inflict harm towards our health. Two, our mental health. Number three, our spiritual health. And even harm those who we love. So these drugs just makes it worse, and we are finding ourselves in an evil cycle where as soon as the drug's effect diminishes, we see that we cannot face the difficulties and we turn towards the drug again and again, and we find ourselves in an evil cycle. Some kinds of daydreaming and the use of alcohol are similar in regard to the escape from problems. Of course, the use of alcohol is physically more harmful. In these two kinds of escape, the person does not attempt to solve the difficulty by the means of reasoning. Rather, we want to evade it. We want to escape from it. We want to avoid it. And since the escape cannot be permanent, we are forced to return to the real world in a state of greater disharmony and anguish. فِرُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Escape to Allah. Run towards Allah. That is the only thing that would give us serenity and peace. And I will inshallah talk more about it going a little bit further in the program. A person's thoughts and ideas exercise a profound influence on our spiritual well-being. Our progress and backwardness, and in a word, our spiritual qualities depend on our way of thinking. Various factors have an effect on one's way of thinking and looking at things. One who enjoys an active intellect has the ability to obtain material resources and derive benefit from the external world. The world does not appear to that person who has the intellectual capacity, who has peace and serenity and is happy and has joy. The world does not appear to that person to be dark and frightful. Rather, that person immediately closes the windows of the spirit that face external things and turns to the enjoyment of spiritual pleasures. Spiritual pleasures, dear brothers and sisters. Thereby, when that person takes himself or herself into a world free from the bondage of suffering, and where he can saturate himself, satisfy himself with the cup of felicity and peace. However, those who are short-sighted seek refuge in external means in order to seek freedom from the chains of anguish. We seek freedom in a woman, in a man, in our spouse, in our children, in our material wealth, in our car, in our career, in our job and work, and so on and so forth. These are all veils. We should seek refuge in Allah only. And we Muslims always say, A'udhu Billah. I seek refuge in Allah. A'udhu Billah. I seek refuge in Allah from everything else and anything else.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes, and we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor 'cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
We see that some of us who are short-sighted seek refuge in external means in order to seek that freedom in its total meaning, in its absolute sense. Because on the one hand, man's wishes and desires are in a state of perpetual change, and on the other, there is nothing permanent and enduring in this turbulent world. Should man's happiness depend on external things, it would always be prone to destruction. Therefore, dear brothers and sisters, such a person is like a drowning man, which clings to everything that he can catch, hold, but which cannot save him. So you're drowning and you're trying to hold something that might help you, save you. Ultimately, nothing that is transitory, that is impermanent, can give us true peace and freedom. A scholar by the name of Carlos describes the wretchedness of this group of people in these words. One abandons his beautiful mansion in order to escape the difficulties of his life and fruitlessly takes resort in various means. Another person speedily runs away from his wife and children like a fire engine hastening to extinguish a fire. But as soon as he reaches his destination, he again comes face to face with his enemy. Spiritual boredom. Thereat, he goes back with the same haste that he had gone forth, confounded and lost like a madman. These were the words of Carlos. The profound effect of suffering is severe, dear brothers and sisters, and we should not underestimate this profound effect of suffering, mental suffering, that we are talking about right now. Basically, man's creation is such that he is compelled to bear a lot of physical and spiritual hardships in order to satisfy the needs of his life, because it is in the course of this toil and hardship and endeavor for obtaining the material means of life that his intellectual and spiritual faculties acquire their growth. Without any difficulties, dear brothers and sisters, we would not evolve. We would not develop, neither spiritually, nor mentally, nor physically.
Your mercy, your love is all I need.
Is all I need.
All I need.
Is all I need.
It's all I need.
Is all I need.
All I need.
Is all I need.
Oh,
oh, oh, oh. All I need.
You
see how much you need to me.
much you mean to me.
Cause your love is all about me. To be all I can be. Know that you see how much you mean to me.
Your love is all I need.